Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
All right, very nice. Well, welcome back to Indy, guys. It's great to have you here. It's
Thank wonderful. You for having us back.
It's been a couple years now since we first met you, and the first album and the tour was met with such critical acclaim, the Grammy nomination. And what did you learn from the experience that went into this new album that's just coming out?
I think throughout the whole experience, I think the thing you learn is to just continue to be yourself, to trust in the way you feel about the music, to trust the music that you're making it for the right reasons. And if it grows around the fact that you actually love what you do and you're enjoying the people you play with and you're enjoying every step of the experience, you can retain the real reason to do it, which is to do music because you need to, because you love it, as opposed to making it about some other thing. You know, all the things that happen are really great, and they're, I can tell you, that all of us in this band have been in plenty of groups where nothing close to any of what's happened here has happened, just like most musicians. And so when they did happen, we are extremely grateful for it. But I think the philosophy's got to be stick to who you are, stick to the, make it simple, keep it small about the music. You know, keep that part small, keep that simple.
You talk about the music and keeping it small because the early, start was in a living room, correct?
Yeah.
Very humble beginnings. Talk about that.
Our bass player, Alex, who you're not hearing any bass today because he's also a very nice guitar player. We found out that it's kind of more fun to play these acoustic sessions with two acoustics. But anyhow, Alex, who I think we'll talk here in a second, we did do it in his living room. You want to talk about that a little bit, Al? What do you think?
Sure. Well, yeah, the first record, I mean, it was made in my living room and with very cheap equipment. And the idea that the songs that we made there allowed us to travel the world, basically, and get those things like Grammy nominations really exceeded our expectations. So on the new album, we went back to the living room. That's kind of like our writing spot. It's a very comfortable place. But we knew we wanted to branch out a little bit and not just make the same sounding record. So we incorporated, a couple various studios and just tried to kind of sonically ramp up the sound. And we had had a lot of life experience in those 2 years as well. So lyrically, there's a lot of that in there.
And you talk about touring the world and, of course, touring the U.S., Where's the state of blues right now? How is blues received in Europe? How do you feel it's received in the U.S. right now? Because it's such an old genre of music. Is there a renaissance right now?
I don't know. I think that there's always going to be fans of it. You know, I think there are young players who are really good at doing it. You know, so I think there'll always be a place for it. What's the state of it? I don't think that goes outside of my ability to really assess. I'd say that, if you've got blues in your music and you play rock and roll, it's going all right for us. So, it's still out there. You know, people say that, rock and roll is dead and people don't care about that kind of music anymore. Nobody wants to hear it. And I think, we found that that's not the case. There's a lot of people that want to, that miss that kind of thing. And, we've seen our friend, who we're going to play with tonight, Nathaniel Rateliff. He's had such huge success because I think, he's tapping into that. Our friends of the Revivalists, another great band, So it's out there. So I think it's healthy. I can't really sum it up in any neat, clean way, but I think it's still there. The beat is, what did Huey Lewis say? The heart of rock and roll is still beating. So we'll be all right.
All right. Well, based on the reaction for this one tonight, I think we're in good shape. The show's been sold out for weeks. We can't thank you enough for being here to play with Nathaniel tonight at Rock on the River. Let's hear it again for the record company.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, folks. We're going to give you all new music today, save one. This is the one that got it started for us last year, or 2 years ago in 2016. We released this song right at the top of the year, I think January 1st, and we were shocked that it started getting on the radio. And we like to play it in these settings just because it's where it all began for us.